Hey everybody, and welcome to the Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Tom.
And this week, we're going to talk about our favorite hideouts.
Our secret hideouts.
Secret lairs.
Top secret hideouts.
Bases, lairs, hideouts.
Retreats.
Retreats, sanctuaries, safe havens.
Mm-hmm.
What's other adjectives, synonyms?
I think you've named them all.
Is that all of them? I can't. Okay.
Home base.
Home base. There you go.
Nest.
Nest. You know, safe zones. Places where bad guys or good guys go to plot their next scheme, adventure, recuperate, recover, heal.
Can't tell you where my lair is.
Where?
On a couch underneath a blanket.
Any couch, any blanket?
In a cocoon of warmth.
A cocoon of warmth.
Sitting in a cat loaf.
Mine is in a tub. Or in water. If I could breathe underwater... Well, I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if I could breathe underwater.
Hot shower would also be a lair of mine.
Sometimes I just want to get in the shower just because I'm bored.
I was actually going to put my lair, my future lair, on this, which is literally just like a house with a bathroom in it.
I want a house with a secret bathroom. That literally,
like the prefect bathroom?
Yes, only I and Corey can access it. Like, it's somewhere in our bedroom, hidden, but no kids, no guests, no snoopers, nobody can find it but us.
Sounds like we have similar future lairs. My future lair is a bathroom with two shower heads and a tub big enough for a 6'3 person.
It's the little things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. That's literally all I want.
Shane, where's your perfect hidden lair?
Mine is a mansion with secret passages, like Collinwood.
Spencer's Manor from Resident Evil? Just
maybe.
Less zombies?
Yeah, way less zombies.
Y'all's lairs will be similar because they'll have secret they'll be secret.
I guess I'm the similarity between you two.
Yes.
Or a connected podcast.
We are.
I'll have a cave under mine, too.
A cave.
The Shane cave.
The Shane cave. Well,
Really quick. How would you get to your lair?
How would you get to my lair?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want one of two different ways. I want like the generic like bookcase with the hidden, but I wanted something a little bit more complicated than just like wiping all of the books off the shelf. Like I think maybe like a code where it's like specific books in a specific order to open it, or. Something that like opens up from the ground and then it has like the fireman pole that you slide down.
Yeah.
Because I think either of those
would be sweet.
Where it's like below and then like a spiral staircase to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so much better than a slide.
I have always loved sliding down a pole.
No, yeah, sliding down a pole.
I meant like on the playground. Shane, you're so perverted.
Why? I didn't say anything.
Wow, Shane's the one who went there.
Nope, you just said it.
Shane, yeah. How would you get into your lair?
Eventually teleportation, but until then...
What's wrong?
Until then, yeah, no, I really like Reggie's bookcase idea. At least, like, if not a sliding pole for me, just, you know, like the tunnel... Like you see kind of on Scooby-Doo, like one side of the bookshelf flips, and then another one comes out that's indistinguishable.
Nice.
Which are identical, the same books, everything?
Yes.
Or it's just different on each
side. I mean, I write books, so they can all be mine, and no one will think anything of it of me having 50 million of them.
Oh, okay. That's true. I was thinking about the bookcase thing, and I think how it would work would be like pressure points.
Mm-hmm.
Like each book would weigh a specific amount.
Ooh.
And it would have to be like one on one shelf, you know, each shelf. So that way it wasn't just like one book that you like pulled back and then, you know, it was, then it opened. Because then everybody just puts their arm on the shelf, knocks them all down until you find the one that can't
True.
Be knocked down. I could talk about later. I want like secret passages.
Oh.
Hidden things. Mm-hmm. I when I was a kid, I drew my living room, and my living room was going to be like a pool that had like a plexiglass cover on it, so you could see through it. But then it would like open, like a gymnasium back in the day style,
yes.
where the pool was underneath
yes,
it.
Yes, where it's underneath it.
That was what my living room was going to be.
Well, I think if I had a lair, I would get to it the way Edna Mode did.
Beep, 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 beep. Edna. Mod.
And guest.
And guest. Well, before we go on and do our list, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
We could talk about layers more.
We could talk about layers more. But before we do that, what y'all do this week? Shane?
I played a new game that I received in the mail called Sprawlopolis.
Just randomly received it in the mail?
Yeah, just randomly. They give them out to everyone. I wish.
Wow.
Now, I discovered it from the solo board group I am in on Facebook, because I kept seeing people mention it. I kept seeing the name pop up. And when I searched for it on all the big name stores and big brand stores, I couldn't find it. And so finally, I just had to ask the group one day. I was like, I keep seeing pictures of this. You guys rave about it. Where do I get it? And they told me the site, so you have to buy from the creator directly, which I do really like. It was $12 for the base game. There are some expansions that are $4, which I think is very reasonable for
that's
a whole game.
That's not expensive at all.
No. And I received it in the mail. I played it 3 times and then spammed you guys with my results. But it's really, really fun, and the game changes every time. It's a tabletop card game. It's for 1 to 4 players, so you can play it solo, which is what I like best about it.
And based on the pictures, it looks like maybe there's like 3 rules or like win conditions or something.
Yeah, there are 3 goals that you have every time that help you score more points. But on the goals, there's a number and a circle. You add those 3 numbers up, and that's what you have to get equal to or more of to win the game.
Okay, yeah.
And there are different conditions, like, you know, make a loop with the roads, or you get 2 points for every neighborhood that is adjacent to an industrial zone.
Okay.
I know it sounds really complicated. There are only 18 cards.
Oh, there's not many.
No, and gameplay takes 15 to 20 minutes, maybe. Mine were taking kind of less last night because I played 3 rounds very easily and quickly, but again, I was by myself.
You didn't have a bunch of people stopping and asking dumb questions.
Well, not asking dumb questions, but you know, like you play with someone who, like, every turn they get, they have to contemplate their move every single time for like 30 minutes before they do anything, and you're like, you've got a one move. You can only go one direction.
But I don't know. Is that me? Are you talking about me?
No.
That have y'all ever heard of Codebreaker? That game?
I have.
Yeah.
I played that, and that was definitely a game where it was like I had one option really, and I just sat there like, because I was the person having to give the code, and I just literally sat there like.
That.
It was so awkward.
Yeah, might flip a table at that, but.
Oh, wow, Shane snaps. People who are slow at board games.
Yeah,
I'm sorry some of us
are
ADHD, Shane. Some things just distract us.
I'm sorry, there's only one square you can move. You have to move. Move.
Like Oscar.
He like to move it, move it.
But I was so excited that even before I played this game, I was watching gameplays of it on YouTube, that I went back online, ordered the expansions, and ordered the sister game, Acropolis. Because I knew I would like it that much, and then when I played last night, I did, and now I will eagerly await those that will come in about 5 to 6 days.
Just randomly in your mail.
Yeah.
No unsolicited board games showing up in the mail.
Uh-huh. That I totally didn't have to pay for.
Well, that's cool. Did you do anything else?
I played more Unite. I'm learning a little bit more on that. I'm getting a few more Pokemon. Still not the ones I want, but...
Still no Wigglytuff?
No.
No Jigglypuff?
No.
No Igglybuff?
There's no baby Pokemon in that at all.
Mm-mm.
Makes me sad.
I really wish they put Jinx in the game.
Well, I also thought it was funny that... Because doesn't Lucario not start out as a Riolu? Or however
correct,
you
it starts
say
out as Lucario.
It just starts out as Lucario. I thought that was silly.
I haven't paid much attention to Unite yet, but does it have what all those games have where they kind of just pop up and go, give us money!
No, not yet.
I haven't noticed.
No, they haven't been really advertising any ads. And the other thing is that there really isn't any way of being better at the game by money. It's all...
So they're not microtransactions?
I mean, there are, but it's all, like, cosmetic stuff.
Cosmetic
costumes and...
Like, you can make your Ivysaur look summertime themed.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then costume pieces for your character itself, like your person.
But you can unlock them and buy them with the in-game currency that you earn every time you play.
Yeah, but just takes longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm patient. I play Animal Crossing.
It's not like Galaxy of Heroes where you can just buy a bunch of crystals.
For $5.
then tell people that, or then tell the store that you got your card stolen and keep all the crystals in game, because that happens.
Is that what happens, really?
Yep. People lie.
People don't lie.
And we don't encourage this.
So how do you do that again?
I've never done it. It just seems like a crappy thing to do.
Yeah, it seems like it's not fun.
Yeah. Which also means you can never use that card again, because they would assume you got a new one and maybe mark it down as stolen or something.
I don't know. I think it was pretty rife.
Like, oh, okay. I'm trying to discourage listeners from doing this.
No.
Always gotta be the.
It was frustrating. It was really frustrating to a lot of people who didn't want to spend money on a game.
That is true. They should give us complete games.
It's not fun when they release a game that you can pay money to be better at. Mm-hmm. It should always be cosmetic stuff. Like, that should be what DLC is and microtransactions. But we'll get off our soapbox.
But I think that has been my week for the most part.
Nice. It was a good week.
Thank you.
Tomoth?
Well, I'm having a bit of a bachelor weekend because Allison is out of town having a girls' weekend. So Oscar, who is actually featured on the podcast right now because he's sitting next to us being a good boy, not barking.
He's a dog.
We'll see if a car pulls in. But he and I have had a pretty fun little bachelor time together watching movies. We watched Prometheus.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I love that universe. I love that genre of, like, advanced space travel that's still extremely dangerous. So that, you know, they have that giant ship that can go really, really, really far, but it's like, oh, we just lost 2 years of our lives to do it. Kind of same feeling as Event Horizon. Same universe as Alien, correct?
Yeah, yes. It's the prequel to the Alien franchise.
And I saw a couple of Easter eggs that depicted the Xenomorph, and then, spoiler, this has been out forever, but at the end there was a Xenomorph type thing that was produced.
Mm-hmm. You need to watch the sequel to that, Alien Covenant now.
Alien Covenant.
It's a direct sequel.
Okay. Yeah, but I love that level, that phase of space travel that's not, you know, super like Star Trek, Star Wars, like let's just warp to a different part of the galaxy. Like, this is still space travel that, like, is extremely humanly taxing. And the way I notice they do a lot of things kind of like The Shining, how it's just like you see the ship from the outside every now and then, but like they really never give you a sense of how the ship is laid out, so you're just completely on edge the whole time. I love Idris Elba. He's beautiful.
I will say
no complaints here.
I will say my bits about that in a minute.
What are your bits?
He was in Suicide Squad, and I watched the Suicide Squad, and he was beautiful in that too.
Idris Elba is always beautiful.
He was so good. I mean,
he always has
so
an American accent when I see him, and he sounds so. I love his British accent.
He's so dreamy.
He's so dreamy. Was Charlize Theron in it, I believe?
She was. She was the Waylon's daughter.
Yeah, I thought Waylon's was a super weird addition to the storyline.
But that's how it was. Alien, you know what I mean? That's how it was. That's how it was linked back to the franchise.
Yeah, I get it. I didn't like the like weird old man coming out and being like, "Let me hobble through this temple before I die."
I have been searching for this.
I've been frozen until this moment. And then they just added this like super creepy father daughter dynamic with him and Charlize Theron, like right before.
Was so disappointed in her.
So it's that scene felt like they just was like, let's rush this in really quick. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, I feel like they did it well in the sense that it kind of felt like the original Alien, but with a lot bigger of a ship, a lot more people. But yeah, some creepy monsters. Just overall, really liked the movie.
Very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's a good movie.
It was real good.
But, you know, playing the usual video games, download Far Cry 5, might talk about that a little later in the podcast, hopefully. I need a good open world game to get hooked on again. because Red Dead got kind of dull. haven't played GTA in a while, and I like those Ubisoft open world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the Ghost Recon? I really like Ghost Recon, so we'll see how I like
Far Even Cry Within 5. 2 was kind of open world. It had a large open world aspect to it.
Hmm.
It was really good.
Looking forward to it. Hoping it doesn't feel too real. But also just found out that Giancarlo Esposito is going to be in Far Cry 6 as the villain.
The villain.
And Moff Gideon, Gus from Breaking Bad.
Pierce's brother from Community.
I love that actor so much. But yeah, pretty simple week. Me and Oscar hanging out. You've seen him on the Instagram a couple of times.
Very nice. Well, my week was pretty busy. I'm going out of town next week, so I've had some things to get taken care of. I am going out of town for work.
To get my licensing for work.
This isn't fun.
No, kid. It's not fun. Though I'm going to have fun. I always have fun no matter where I go and what I'm doing. Power Ranger comic. Still haven't finished that up. I've been trying to slowly savor it and drink it in. I got my helmet, my pink Power Ranger, yes. Mighty Morphin Power Ranger helmet.
And we made a music video with it.
Mm-hmm. You saw that on our Instagram probably, and I did a little unboxing we might post, and I'm probably going to be wearing it a whole bunch, so if you see a guy wearing a pink Ranger helmet, it's me. Hi. And, gosh, video game-wise, haven't really played much, Pokemon Unite, you know, Corey and I have been playing that in the evening times. Really, that's it. Kind of a low-key week. Tom, I mentioned it during Tom's this week, but we watched the new Suicide Squad movie, and I loved it. It was so good. It was a quarter of the way into it, and I literally was like, I can't wait to rewatch this movie already. Like, it was great soundtrack, great acting. It was funny. Mm-hmm. It had action. It had violence. It had nudity. There was male nudity.
Oh, okay.
In the Suicide Squad.
More so than just John Cena and his whitey tidies.
Yes. Tom just pinched me with his toes. And it literally just scared the crap out of me. I thought I think I tinkled a little bit.
I didn't mean to.
The John Cena and his Tidy Whities was also enjoyable. but besides the nudity, it was a really, really good movie. Mm-hmm. I literally can't wait. When we're done with this and I go back home, I'm going to rewatch it because the kid didn't watch it. So.
Oh.
But other than that, low-key week. Not a lot happening.
Very nice. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on to layers, I have a question. One more question about your lair.
Okay.
Air, earth level, underground.
Mine would probably be something with water, so it would probably be underwater, so underground.
Underground. So like aqua layer.
Maybe like a volcano or something that also has an underground piece. It's going to be multifaceted.
Multifaceted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a multinational
don't
layer.
Try to limit my layers. That's not fun.
What about you, Shane?
Ground and underground levels.
I don't know. I feel like sky would be pretty epic.
But how are you going to get there?
A flyable layer.
A flyable layer, but how do you get to it?
I mean, there's one on my list.
You never
list.
Leave it. You take your little air dinghy down to the...
Your air dinghy to the airport, and you get on your plane to go to your lair.
Or Dr. Evil's submarine with shaped like him.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll start us off then.
Do it.
Since we're talking about layers.
Yes.
Coming in hot, first on my list, the Room of Requirement from Harry Potter.
The lair of the...
Dumbledore's Army.
Dumbledore's Army.
It wasn't necessarily originally supposed to be a lair. It was a place for them to go and train in secret. Because nobody was going to teach them how to protect themselves against the bad things mm-hmm. that were coming, so they decided to do it themselves.
It's also a hiding place for Horcruxes.
And other things.
That room looks like how my house would look if I lived by myself.
Like a hoarder? Yeah. With antiques? Very extravagant tasting antiques.
No, recording. Probably just like action figures stacked up in giant piles next to clothes.
Yeah, I'm not a clean person. I'd have a very dirty house if I was single.
I'm a pile person.
I am also a pile person. Shane, are you organized?
I am not.
You clean?
I am organized. I mean, now, of course, you know, when I'm busy, we just... probably a true exception. I don't have time to be as clean, but it's still neatish.
He's neat, guys, and organized and planned.
Kind of.
Well, I put this one on my list because I just thought that it wasn't a traditional hideout, quote unquote, in the sense of they, you know, built it from the ground up mm-hmm. with this in mind. It was kind of something that in the Harry Potter world kind of showed up when you need it. You need to need the room for it to show up in the first place. So I thought it was a cool take on it, so I had to put that on my list.
Very it's like cool. Hogwarts wanted them to fight.
Mm-hmm. Hogwarts wanted them to protect themselves.
Was that a line in the book and the movie? That Hogwarts wanted them to fight? I know it was in the movie.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't read the books in a very long time, shamefully.
I haven't read them at all.
I know. Oh, I didn't enjoy the fifth book. No, the third book. I did not enjoy that one.
Serious?
I don't know why. That was my least favorite of all of them.
That's my wife's favorite.
The fourth one's mine. Anyway.
Train of thought.
Fourth on my list. Do you guys remember the cartoon Darkwing Duck?
Yes.
You know how he had that, like, the recliner, and uh-huh. then he would push the button, and it would flip, and then it would go down into the lair? That one.
Ooh,
that recliner with the little Batman homage head that you flip back and then you push yep. the button. Maybe that'll be in my house as well. A button, a statue that's head flips back and then there's a button in it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about that is like you could see the line where the head mm-hmm. could move. I was like, that's not fooling anybody.
No.
Your
villain's gonna get in there.
Your villain
immediately,
right? A lot of these were just kind of things that I enjoyed. So next on my list is Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
Yes,
you know, it was a boarding school essentially for kids with special abilities, and then underneath it, underground, Thomas. Is the training facility mm-hmm. and Cerebral and you know their air hangar and all the other gadgets that they had. The date was it the war room? The danger
the war room?
Was
danger room? The danger room.
The danger room. I think. Yeah.
I just always thought that their mansion and underground area seemed kind of stuffy.
Oh, stuffy! He says.
I mean, it seemed like an old building. There's probably some mold in there.
You don't think there was some magic mutant that knew how to clean real well? There's always crappy mutant powers.
Professor Xavier, like, this is Nanny.
This is the Nanny. She sounds like Fran Drescher, but she cleans a mean toilet.
She literally just has feather dusters for hands. Or he.
Or he. Mm-hmm. Good yeah. job, Thomas.
Yes.
They, them. But anyway, I just always thought that was cool. I kept waiting for my mutant powers to kick in as a kid.
I know. I wanted to live there so bad.
So that way they would come and take me and put me there.
Like, oh no, please don't take me away from my shared bedroom at all.
Oh, no. let's see here. Next on my list is pretty generic and basic, but the Batcave.
Nothing generic about that.
I'm specifically talking about that like 1970s, 1980s Batcave where it's multi-leveled and all of the items that Batman had collected from uh-huh. the superheroes are on display in there. The giant coin, the T-Rex. The animated show Batcave was also super cool, but I feel like he didn't have as much.
Was Adam West 1970s?
Adam West was 1960s.
Yeah,
okay, so I was going to say, if you're saying...
The comic book one is what I'm talking about. Like, okay. There's a very specific image I have in mind of the Batcave from the comic book that's like the inside of the Batcave, and it had all of the
Yeah, merch. I know exactly what you're you talking about. Yeah. Yes.
That's what I have in my mind.
I thought you were talking about the era of the Batcave of Batman, where they would, like, fight and then be like, ding, 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 and start like, dancing. Zap.
We did watch the Lego Batman movie last night before we went to bed, and at one point in the movie he says, all right, now we're going to punch him so hard, words are going to just randomly appear in the sky. Pow!
Hey, I love that 60s version. I do, it's too. So good.
With the kit and Julie Newmar as Catwoman, are you kidding me? Vincent Price as Eggman.
I know. Oh, I love Vincent Price. He's my favorite.
Have y'all seen the Treehouse of Horror that's in the style of like the old Batman?
Yes.
Is it the zookeeper or the scout? The scoutmaster
is Futurama.
Is Futurama, but it's the scoutmaster.
I vaguely
He's remember. Like, get him, boys!
Yo. Because he does that kind of voice.
He's always...
Yeah. Who is that? It's, Oh, I'm never going to think of what that comedian's name is. Anyway, the Batcave. Basic. Mm-hmm. Still had to make my list. All right, so my husband had a disagreement with me on this one being my number one. But I don't care, because this is how I interpret Hideout.
Uh-huh.
The library from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Now, was it more of a meeting place? Yes, they did meet there. However, their weapons were stored there. Oh, the magic books were stored there. It literally was like on top of the Hellmouth. So when the monsters came out, it came out from the center of there. I think superheroes and favorite stuff like that. I think Buffy first of the time, and then...
A lair is where you hang your hat, and a lot of times it's a place of necessity. And weren't they a bunch of teenagers?
Yes.
Yeah, so,
teenagers with attitude, but they never got lawyers.
Batman didn't live in the Batcave, so...
Yeah. I always really loved the fact that they met in the library, the Scooby Gang, as they were called in the show, because my group of friends in high school were called the Scooby Gang, and we also hung out in the library. I was just waiting for one of us to be called to become the Slayer.
Uh-huh.
I was happy to take that role, but apparently it was a lady thing. honorable mentions, Dr. Evil's Lairs, the volcano with his face on the side of it, the submarine with his face on it. Also, American Dad had a parody of Bond and Austin Powers, and it was called Tearjerker, and it was Roger the Alien was the bad guy, and so Roger also had a lair that had like a boat ride that like explained his evil plot as they went down on it, and I just thought that was a fun one.
And American Dad does really good parody episodes. Like, they're about the only ones I like from that series.
The only other last one that I had that I did not write down would be Titan Tower. Specifically from the cartoon, like Teen Titans,
the live action.
I wanted to play video games in Titan Tower. So
Titan Tower was so cool. The only question that I have is why, if there's only five of them, was it so big? And what was the rest of the space used for?
It's called being friends with Bruce Wayne. Why it's so big.
they have training space and stuff.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't like the training space was the entire building.
I think they had
capable
now.
Oh, okay.
Well, and in the comics, there were a lot more Titans, so you got to keep their rooms.
Mm-hmm. That was my list.
It's a good list.
Yeah. I liked this one. I thought this was a fun... Oh, this theme, Hideouts, came from one of our listeners and my special friend and husband, Corey. He thought that this would be something and interesting to hear what everybody thought.
It really is. I like it.
All right. Who's next?
Me.
Shaynathan.
Yes.
It's not his name. That's not his real full name.
No. But
it's Shane Tholomew.
Shaynathan.
Yes. There we go. So first on my list, it's funny. We just got done talking about it, and it is first on my list, Titan Tower. And I'm talking about the T version.
That big old T in the sky.
Yes. I mean, totally noticeable to all your enemies, but I still wanted to live in there.
Why was it a giant T? Like, did they ever... obviously, because Teen Titans, yes. But did they explain why they made their base? Well, I mean, I guess that's also the same universe where there's the Hall of Justice.
So the Hall of Justice and the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, that's, everybody knows where they are. Yeah. That's true.
When it just seems like the people who come at them in Teen Titans are just borderline petty criminals more than like universal domination. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously like Raven when you get into that storyline, but like it seems like a lot of the early episodes of the Teen Titans on Cartoon Network was just like, oh no, this Cinderblock guy's robbing a bank again.
Again.
It's like, oh, he's a giant Cinderblock man and he chooses to rob banks.
Mm-hmm. What was the spoiled rich girl?
Kitty!
Kitty!
Oh, it's my favorite episode when she makes Robin go to prom.
I love her storyline stuff.
Yes, but her father is, Moth. What's his name? Killer Moth. And he's a really cool villain. But yeah, so Titan Tower, and I'll get into my honorable mention later. So one of my honorable mentions was going to be this choice, but then I remembered Titan Tower, and I'm like, I gotta have the T on my list.
Nice.
Next on my list is the Hall of Justice from Super Friends.
Nice.
I specifically think of the one from the cartoons, the cheesy 70s and I guess maybe 80s cartoons.
But meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Exactly. And funny enough, there is an actual real-life version of it in the Arrowverse that, with the crossovers, they started meeting in, which is really cool, but they don't call it the Hall of Justice yet. It's still another just Star Lab facility that they only ever use when they get together with their friends once a year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and in the last one, Crisis on Infinite Earths, it ended with there was like a cage opening that had Gleep written on it, and they heard all these noises and they were like, what is that? And then the Hall of Justice music play, like da 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 da. So I had to make my list. You know, it's one of those places, it's right there in the city, so really all their enemies could have been attacking it knowing wherever they are. But I like it.
Nice.
Next up is my flying secret lair, the Shield Helicarrier. This thing was so massive, it was like a landing strip looking plane that flew in the sky. They lived in it.
That's interesting. I did not know you liked Shield.
I love Shield. Do you really?
I'm joking.
I literally was like, are you serious? Fitzsimmons?
Exactly.
What?
No, I feel like a mobile lair would be sweet.
It is, and theirs comes in help. Theirs come in handy a lot.
Okay, so you watch Shield.
Uh-huh.
Did something ever happen to said helicarrier where it was, like, sucked into another dimension, or...
No, the agents were.
Faded, but nothing happened to the ship?
Correct.
Okay, so... You have not watched the Loki show yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have not. You can...
So at some point in the background, mm-hmm. there is a giant...
Helicarrier?
I don't know if it's a helicarrier or what it is, but mm-hmm. Corey said that it was something to do with the Avengers and the S.H.I.E.L.D. people. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if that was from the show, and they were like peppering that in there as homage.
It's from both movies in the show.
Okay.
Because Phil Coulson started out in the movies, and then when they killed him off in the original Avengers, sorry, spoiler from like a 12-year-old movie, guys.
The balding guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They bought him back for the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, and that was a huge plot line.
How did they bring him back? From the dead? Or did they just make it?
Essentially,
yes. Oh, okay.
I like the concept of helicarriers because of the most recent Splinter Cell. You're like in a helicarrier going and responding to and like putting out fires based on the plot you're solving. So
I've always thought airships were cool. Any kind of they airship. Are. From way back in the first Final Fantasy game with that airship.
If I was a 1920s supervillain, I would totally have like a blimp and be like, ah, ha, 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 with my monocle.
I'm sad that blimps didn't take off the way they hoped they would.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine us all getting around by Zeppelin?
Yeah. It would be the founder of the Backstreet Boys dream.
We're all going to have a great time in our Zeppelin. Oh, come on up and see me sometime.
Helicarriers are good until Simmons throws herself out of it and locked Fitz in a room so he can't save her, and it was awful.
Why?
Because she had contracted some disease type thing that was incurable at the moment, so she thought the best thing to do was to throw herself out of the plane. And that would she be locked my first thought, Fitz too. In the room, and that was the third episode. So
it wasn't an interdimensional polka dot virus, was it?
It was not.
Okay. She is a magnanimous person.
It was something they were working on. It was our first test that they were testing the waters with how much do we love that couple. It's all in the third episode. We love that couple.
We love that!
Moving right along on my list. I lost my place on my list, too, because my computer hates me.
Oh.
And I honestly don't remember what it was.
Oh, no! Well, we make these lists in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have lots of content for you people out there listening.
Okay. I got it. I should have known this. Next on mine is the Batcave. I had to list it.
Oh, Batcave.
I love it. The thing I really like about it, though, yes, I like all what you said, too, with he has, like, the giant dinosaur, the giant coin, and whatever he has from his other villains. But I also really like the place where, like, the old suits are.
The suit hanger.
Yes.
I love in the Clooney one with Alicia Silverstone mm-hmm. as Batgirl when you see all of them. Oh,
yeah.
I do love that.
Mm-hmm. And it's the Batcave. How can you not love it?
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Mm-hmm.
I always had thought it would be cool to save the costumes from any kind of play that I've done. And same. Display them in that same kind of way mm-hmm. with like a, you know, this, you know, Putnam County Spelling Bee, Barfay.
Yes.
And then the costume that I wore for it. But I wear some of those clothes in my everyday life. Like the shorts that I wore for that is like the most pairs of shorts that I wear for work regularly.
Mm-hmm. I would put the Batcave on my list solely if for the fact that I would get Alfred. Alfred might be like one of my favorite superheroes.
So Wayne Manor is what you mean.
Wayne Manor.
I love Alfred.
Pennyworth.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
My favorite version of Alfred is Gotham.
Alfred. Oh yeah.
And that man was sexy too.
I'm sorry, I gotta say Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
I'm not a big DC person, so I probably don't have like the biggest dog in the fight here, but I just love Michael Caine, and I thought he did really well with Alfred.
Which one is he?
The Christian Bale.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Not impressed. But Batcave, it's great. So, top of my list, it has already been mentioned, but it's okay. The X-Mansion from the X-Men. As I said before, I wanted to live there. It's great. They all have their own room. It's a boarding school. It's the danger room. You train there. It has everything that you need. And I love it.
Gifted youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
So was it the same thing, like waiting for your Hogwarts letter, your acceptance letter to, yep.
I was just like, one day I will develop powers and they will come take me away. Train me, make me an essential part of the team, not like the Beast. I'd be the Cyclops, but
he too good to be the Beast of the group. He's got to be the Cyclops.
Yeah, not the Wolverine either.
The most unliked one.
I would be fine being the Beast if I could just hang out at the X-Mansion all day and read books.
Now, see, I would still be a main character, but I would be somebody like Rogue or somebody important.
Cyclops is important.
I would be the Jean. But I would pick Wolverine. Just if I had a hat in that.
I just like Professor Beast.
Professor Beast.
His lab coat.
He's good. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it won't be the teacher. I want to be the student.
Okay. Just copy my list then, Shane.
Uh-huh. Honorable mention. I wanted to throw in the one that did not make my list that almost did instead of Titan's Tower was Grayskull from He-Man.
Yep.
That's Castle a pretty Grayskull. Good one.
Have you guys been watching the new?
Not yet. It's on the list.
Ooh, it was good. It was real good.
I can't wait.
I'm excited for more seasons. There better be more seasons. Yes. There better be at least one more season.
Yes. And then, you know, I also thought about, like, in my earlier thoughts, like, these are kind of honorable mentions, like The Watchtower. I was kind of meh on Star Labs from The Flash is also kind of meh. But then I liked The Arrow Cave because it's Felicity's domain from Arrow. And I love me some Felicity.
Which one is Felicity again?
The blonde with glasses.
Okay. Who's the hand thing?
Oh, that's Iris.
Okay, so I saw a clip that made me think of you. I think I sent it to you, but it was a shot for shot of a Power Ranger scene, mm-hmm. and then that fight scene of the Flash. The Flash, people.
You did send that to
and
me.
She was like doing her hand thing, yeah. and like there were like putties and stuff out there, and I was just like, and then the Flash was like throwing things from his hands. What was that about?
Which ones? There were a couple of flashes like the in main, that episode.
The main Flash. The red Flash.
Probably lightning. Hmm. He can throw lightning. Like, all of them can throw lightning, but the ones from the future had developed a few cooler things that they could do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's all the secret layers that I thought of. That's my list.
Very good list.
Very good list.
Tomas, are you ready to blow us away with your amazing list?
Yeah, and I think mine are pretty different, so I'm excited about it.
All right, let's hear them.
Mine don't have a particular order. Very hard to rank. It's hard to choose a top five, let alone rank those top five for me, so I'm just going to start throwing out some general top fives unless I have very strong feelings. But first on my list is the Ninja Turtles lair.
The sewer.
I thought it was so cool that they got to hang out in the sewer. Just everything about it looked cool. They skateboarded in there. They ate pizza.
Oh, and that cartoon pizza looked so good.
Oh, it did.
Oh, man.
That cartoon made the sewer seem so fun. And then when I did my summer program in New York and I walked above a sewer, I was like, no.
Oh, that's what a New York sewer is like? No.
Yeah.
The playset was super dope. But just every iteration of the Ninja Turtles lair that I've seen has been pretty sweet. Grew up watching Ninja Turtles. I had some really awesome VHS tapes that were recorded from TV with all the old
commercials
that might still actually exist. I need to check, but it was. I have some happy memories around the original Ninja Turtles. And then also John Mulaney talking about his time in college, how he lived like a Ninja Turtle and didn't drink water the whole time. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, he kind of did live like a Ninja Turtle mm-hmm. in college. So had to put that on there.
Do you guys remember the live action Ninja Turtles show that they did on Fox Kids with the Lady Turtle?
I did not watch it, but I do remember it being a thing.
That's all I remember. I know I watched it, but that's literally the only thing I can remember about it is that there was a Lady Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now that I'm done interrupting.
Oh, I do remember the Lady Turtle, and she... Didn't she kill Shredder by telling him to look in a mirror?
I don't know. Her name was, like, Donatella, or...
And she had a braid as her... Like, it was, like, her headband was braided down to her, like, mid-back, right? And it was, like, a light blue. She was light blue?
She was blue.
Are you looking this up?
Blue, yeah. Lady Turtle. And her name was...
I think I remember Venus? Watching an episode where she killed Shredder by telling him to look in the mirror. And he did, and just died.
Yeah, it was some kind of paint, not a painter, but she was named after a painting, I thought.
Well, and, okay, so, I should read a little bit more. The thing says Venus, but apparently Venus was the one that was introduced before Jenica in the comics.
Hmm.
It's like it says a comics one, too.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail us.
Well, next on my list, and now I like talking about Ninja Turtles, and it also brought back that memory about her killing Shredder.
Her name was Venus de Milo.
Yeah,
Venus de Milo.
And she was a light blue, and her head thing went back into a braid.
Yeah. Do you remember when Homer got in trouble for pulling the gummy Venus de Milo off someone's pants? Okay, well, moving on from the girl Ninja Turtle... the Fortress of Solitude, and I'm not really a Superman fan, but just the idea of a place named after Solitude really makes me happy, because I definitely have a social battery that dies very hard, and I need like literally to just go home and be in silence by myself for a little bit to recharge, and then I'm good. So just the idea of being able to go somewhere like that and just have solitude would be super cool, except for the fact that I don't have superpowers, so I'd have to, like, charter a plane to, like, the glaciers So it'd probably be like
40. And then they'd probably land miles away because the winds are always high there.
And yeah, it'd be like, oh, we can't make it for 20 months because of the storm, like the Disney movie where all those dogs died. I forgot the name of that movie, but it was terrible. Never watch it. It had the guy from
it's not Balto,
Fast
is it?
And Furious in it, who passed away. Can they give a name?
Paul Walker.
Did you see that one? Never watch it.
No, but I do have to circle back to Turtles really quick. Okay, so Venus de Milo, I don't see anything about her killing Shredder, but I do see a line here that says, she and other Turtles teamed up with the Power Rangers in space in the 1998 crossover episode Shell Shocked.
That'd be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle episode because it's not on the Power Rangers.
That's DVDs. Not one of the Power Rangers. Okay, so we need to
find... I don't even think it's on the special...
what?
1998. Okay, we're going to make a note of this and find it when we're done recording. And we'll report back, listeners.
Yes.
All right, Tom, go ahead. Go back to what you were saying. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can finish. next up, Hey Arnold's lair. Or his room. His bedroom.
But it really is his lair.
I'm calling it a lair because, I mean, I feel like if you have a remote control that controls things, it's a lair. And he had that remote control couch that I thought was just so cool. And I remember the first time I put a couch in my bedroom in high school, and it was like the coolest thing ever. So I wanted Hey Arnold's room so much, with those skylights, with the remote control couch. His bed was like in this little loft area. Yes. He had that potato alarm clock.
New skylight was the best, though. I wanted that skylight, too.
I wanted Hey Arnold's room. So that's...
Though, they had, like, a highway above their tall building.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sure in probably some suburbs of New York, it may be like that. I never saw it when I was up there, but...
That's because you probably went to the middle of the city or really far out of the city. Probably.
I was in a nice part. I will admit that.
I went to some of the area. We got lost, ended up in some of the areas around New Jersey, right outside the city, and it's really cool little row houses, kind of like Hey Arnold, that I would totally live in, but probably are horrendously expensive.
I'm sure.
next up, this one, I don't have an emotional attachment to it, but just due to the power of it, the Underworld or Olympus from Disney's Hercules.
He ran the underworld.
I feel like there's nothing more metal than having the underworld as your lair.
Well, I mean, the underworld is like Hades' realm.
Mm-hmm.
It's what he's in control of. He's the keeper and watcher and protector. And
also, just...
all-around bad guy?
Yeah. Olympus seems pretty sweet as well. Yes. So I had to put it on there because it's, you know.
You manipulate everyone from Mount Olympus, can't you?
In The Descendants, have you guys watched those movies?
I think I've seen the Disney the first two.
Descendants. Okay, so in the third one, Cheyenne Jackson plays Hades, and you find out Hades is Mal's father. So Mal is the daughter of Hades and Maleficent. And he lives in, like, a sewer layer type thing that's connected to the underworld. It was, you saying that really made me get flashes of that in my mind. When this is done, we need to look that up so you can see it.
However, out of the two of those, I'd probably choose the underworld. And I'd probably, like, sit on my throne with, like, a cut-off, like, button-up short-sleeve shirt and listen to metal music all day.
No.
They went to the underworld.
I have to make the metal choice.
No.
They went to the underworld in Once Upon a Time.
And did they really?
Hades, yeah.
Did you see Hades?
Mm-hmm. And he had blue fire hair. It was not great effects. It wasn't the worst. It could have been worse, but it really wasn't that good either. And honestly, that was the point with Once Upon a Time. That was beginning to get fed up with it. So when they went there, I was hoping that they'd really leave Snow White and Charming behind. And Hook.
Okay.
Because they go down there and they find Korra, who, you know, again, spoiler for a show that's been off the air for a couple of years, you know, Snow White essentially killed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Korra was already dead.
She was, but she's in the underworld.
Oh, well, yeah,
and
that makes sense.
So she kind of, I think, at first she's really mad at Snow, and I was really rooting for Korra at that point. But yeah. Nice. It just made me remember.
Well, last on my list, and this is just off of cool points alone, but Darth Vader's castle, which I...
did not know he had.
Yes, I mean, I think it was introduced in Rogue One. I don't know if it was introduced before in, like, the expanded universe, like novels or anything, or any previous comics. But it's they've got a Lego set of it, and it's pretty sweet.
Vader Castle Lego set, really?
Yeah, and it's on Mustafar where he got chopped up. But it looks super sweet. It's on a lava planet. I love Darth Vader. I love the fact that he gets a castle, and
looks like the eye from Lord of the Rings.
The tower, yeah. The eye. It does a little.
It is a bit derivative, I feel like, but I love that Darth Vader gets a castle, and once again, I got to make the metal choice, and I think having a castle on a lava planet while being like a half man droid brooding religious fanatic is pretty wild. So, mm-hmm. Just thought that was so super cool. And I really want the Lego set really, really bad. And love Darth Vader as a character. And then also there's the Tales from Vader's Castle, which is pretty cool little Halloween stories. I definitely highly recommend reading, maybe, or we'll do a reading or something, at some point.
Are they scary?
They're it's kind of like the creepy side of Star Wars, and there's a lot of cool Easter eggs in there for anyone who's read like the full comic. So it's pretty cool stuff. But yeah, Darth Vader's castle.
Very nice.
Yes, it's awesome.
And then my honorable mention is Edna Mode's lair. I think I was Edna Mode in another life.
Just any kind of lair where you have to have like a keypad, a breath analyzer, a voice analyzer, a retinal scanner, all of that stuff.
Yeah, just her like awesome little mansion. She's just
this like floating floating step staircase. Yeah, I always thought that was
cool. And I just thought it was like, I saw you on the cover of this magazine. She was like, magazines I used to design for gods. And I love Edna. She's like one of my favorite Disney characters.
I wish that, you know how they do those like little mini specials, I wish they would do one about with her, maybe designing some other superhero costumes. I don't know, could be funny.
Yes,
well, that's a good list, Thomas. Well, this was a good week. This was a fun list. I know Shane and I repeated a couple.
But we usually do, so that's okay.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, when you got good taste, you got good taste.
Uh-huh.
But see, now I want a lair. I want to live in a lair.
We need to find funding for our total nerdless lair.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it on the list of things we need.
Yes.
Are we going to be super villains or superheroes? Anti-heroes?
Just super.
Super. I mean, I'm not a goody two-shoe.
Let's life, be like so. Super neutral and just be like, we exist.
Okay, so Shane will be the good one. I will be the like neutral one, and Thomas will be the bad one.
I thought we agreed that Shane was one accident away from being a supervillain.
I mean, he's not a supervillain already.
No.
So Shane's the supervillain with a redemption arc. I'll be the hero that becomes a villain, and you just be the hero.
Yeah, but I'm always out for me. Personal gain. What? No, I'm just kidding.
Then we'll establish the Turtle Nerd List multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we sign off today, guys, definitely want to mention my buddy Jimmy, who runs Willow Mountain Woodwork Custom Furniture in the High Country. Jordy Marie Games. You can find her on Twitch exclusively now. Playing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing this, she'd be playing that, but you know what she's not playing right now?
Animal Crossing.
She needed to take a break from that.
Yes.
Well, I think I needed to take a break from that too. I haven't played it in a while.
Well, and it was so much more fun when it was like your the way of being social with other people.
Yeah, when it saved us from the pandemic, it was fun.
Yeah, and now that we can see each other and stuff, we want to actually do stuff. Mason Blevins' book,
34 degrees. And oh. I also wanted to throw out, join him on Reddit and me sometimes too. If you guys are on Reddit in New Author.
Ooh, is there an AMA?
An AMA with him? Ask me anything? Has he done one yet?
I mean, he hasn't yet, but he might be
willing. Oh, I was asking if there was an AMA with you, Shane.
Oh, not yet.
What about an AMA after dark?
That's mine. You can find that on my special friends page. So Mason Blevins on Reddit. What's the group called?
New Author.
New Author. Very nice.
Really friendly place for new and upcoming authors.
Sweet. Also, movies by Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Anybody else?
Social meds.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Total Nerdlist. You can also email us directly at Total Nerdlist. Well, it's totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think. Let us know what kind of list you have. We've had several submissions here recently. Or at least I've had people message me personally about it. So
if you want to get on it, you
let me know. If you want to see your list, let us know.
And if you like us enough, you want to throw a few bucks our way, help improve the podcast, help keep it alive, we're on Ko-fi at Total Nerd List.
Oh, Ko-fi. K-O-F-I. Buy us a cup of coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
We do fund all of this ourselves and the three of us. So any kind of...
Anything. Any little bit helps.
Yeah, definitely.
And we don't do it for the money, but give us money!
No. Well, till next time.
Bye! Bye.